Our Phoenix store is at Camelback and 15th Avenue, and our Tempe Mesa store is at Dobson and Southern. We're open every day till Christmas. This is Peter and
Andrea Netzband wishing you a happy and safe holiday.
Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping.
Boy, boy, boy. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew. With the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Shopping, shopping, shopping. Such a happy song.
It is a happy song from a happy group, the Bare Naked Ladies.
Tis the season for the shopping.
It's their new album.
Is this even a holiday tune, or is this just some kind of...
No, it's just everything for everyone. Name of the new album.
All right.
If you're a real fan, you'll go out and get the DVD / CD version, which I was told emphatically by Chris Perillo of Locker Gnome.
Locker Gnome.
Locker Gnome. The crazy caffeinated Chris Perillo, which, by the way, he and John Dvorak, another one of my heroes in the technology journalism world.
Wait, did you just infer that Chris Perillo is one of your heroes?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Because he may hear this at some point. That would be very bad.
Yeah. Well, they've written a book called Online. It's a 700-page, very comprehensive look at the world online and all the aspects of everything, and I'm actually trying to get through it. And
700 pages?
Yeah.
What, did they just photocopy the internet?
Yeah, I think they did.
Wow.
So we'll have them on. We'll have Chris on, maybe John,
so
by phone at some point.
Promote his stuff.
So they can do some medium pimping.
Right.
All right, shall we go to our buddy Adam in Glendale with his review of the week?
We're not only required to, but I think Adam would like to get that phone off of his ear at some point.
Adam, and then I want you to hang tight because we're going to give the folks the information about the new vulnerability in the browser, and want to get your take on it as well, huh?
Okay.
Adam, what are you, 13 now?
Yeah.
You're still 13?
Mm-hmm.
When is it going to be 14?
In February.
February.
Just, you know what the proper gift for him is that smartwatch.
He's growing up.
Just in time for his birthday.
He's growing up right on the air.
Well,
so
I mean,
beautiful.
3 minutes a week at a time.
I know. All right, what you got on your product review table this week?
Well, I'm on the internet a lot, and I know that there are a lot of people who don't want their computer to look like what it's supposed to look like. They want to customize everything.
Right.
Yes, I don't like that desktop looking that way. I want the buttons to be different. And when I click on this, I want it to do that. And I want these sounds to be different.
Exactly.
So
people have made programs that do that for you.
Hang on now. So you're gonna give a review on a product that will modify Windows?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is one of those things that we've got to give a little bit of forewarning that, you know, if your computer ain't broke, fix it till it is. This is one of those things that if you don't know what you're doing, you may break it.
Well, not only that.
Which thing are we doing?
324, I believe it is.
324?
No, 3 or 2.
What are we?
Yeah, that one right there.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
For official purposes, this is not an endorsed product by KTAR, the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, Brian Scalzo, anybody else.
Offer OAC on approved credit. What else can we say?
Aaron Fleming, Gail Bass, anybody that you hear on the air, this is not an endorsement of this product. Okay, go ahead.
Good luck.
Thanks. Okay, what I did is I was searching online for these little desktop customization programs, and I came across one called Talisman Desktop.
Talisman Desktop.
Yeah.
Come, and Mr. Talisman.
Close. And so what did we find?
Basically, this is just to give you an alternate shell for you, and a shell is being like the environment you work in.
I played that shell game once. I lost every time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the kind of the look and feel of the, when you first turn the computer on, you see what they call the desktop and the wallpaper and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool, okay.
Basically, the Talisman Desktop, some of its specific uses are interfaces for like computers that are out in the open and public, like things at kiosks or at presentations.
Ah, so you can like really button the thing down, huh?
Right.
Ooh,
so
now this might be helpful for those parents that want to try to control, especially the younger kids.
Here are the six things you can click on.
Yeah.
Have fun.
That's the next thing. It's also meant for children's interfaces. It can also be used for sort of home theater PC interfaces.
Ah.
And you can even set it up so it only has a certain thing, like a little panel on the side that doesn't take over your entire desktop.
And where, pray tell, would individuals find this particular piece of software?
Well, this is at lightech.com, L-I-G-H-T-T-E-K, and if you don't really feel like remembering that, just type in Talisman Desktop in Google.
Or, if you're a subscriber to our newsletter, you'll get a follow-up newsletter with all of today's tidbits, including that link.
I see Michael feverishly scribbling the link.
She's writing. So, thumbs up.
I see Michael feverishly scribbling the link. That's her cue to write down the link.
Oh, I see. That's a very, very subtle hint.
Right.
Is there a cost for this product?
Well, you can download a free 30-day trial, but otherwise, let me see here, it is $25.
Oh, so is this Begware? Is this Begware where the guy says, please send me money?
Well, there is a purchase button on the trial version, and it's right out there in the open no matter what you do.
So it is classically called shareware.
Yeah.
You try it before you buy it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to Dopplerware, which is where you see it before you hear it.
Okay.
And then there's under... No, I'm sorry.
No.
All right, so...
And, you know, just for the record, anything that's in this category of going in and really modifying your Windows environment at the core, you're probably not going to find a freeware version that really does a very good job, because it's a tremendous amount of work that goes into something like this. And again... If something ain't broke, if you're just a geeky guy and you got to have the nerd knobs and tweak the thing up, go right ahead, but make sure you understand what you're doing and make sure you have a way to get back to where you started in case things go wrong.
And so this is a big thumbs up from Adam, yes?
Yeah, and if you really want to really customize your computer, go get Linux. You can do just about anything you want to on Linux.
Yeah.
Easy, kid.
You can if you understand how to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you have to ask what's that mean, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And those that should be doing it probably already know about it, so.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, I want you to chime in on this. What was that?
Hey there.
Was that Adam?
I'm still here.
Okay.
No.
I'm sure you've heard about this latest critical security update that was sent out by Microsoft last week. Basically, the vulnerability was discovered that will allow malicious programmers to spoof the web URL. Now, let me break that down, what that means. That means a unscrupulous person could make it look like you're on eBay's website or Microsoft's website when, in fact, you're not. You'll look up where the address is, and it'll say Microsoft.com. You look down on the status bar for the links that you're about to click on, and it says Microsoft.com, which used to be our... You know, one of our tips for making sure that you're doing, that you're actually surfing onto a website that you thought you were.
Or what's worse, it could say secure.wellsfargo.com.
It can say anything they want it to say.
Mm. You get the idea.
We've posted in our newsletter and on our website, we've posted two links. One that will allow you to check to see if your browser is vulnerable. And if you have Internet Explorer, it's vulnerable.
Yes.
And another tip on how to actually, before you click on a link, actually how to cut and paste it and look at it in its raw state so you know exactly where it's going, because you can look underneath the stuff that's actually being presented to you and see where it's actually going.
At this moment in time, there is no patch, no fix, no download, no critical update, anything that can get around this problem. So there's something coming soon to fix that, hopefully. But until then... You need to be aware that this is happening and be aware of the tools that you can use to investigate this kind of stuff.
Do you know if this vulnerability affects Netscape or Mozilla?
I believe that it does in some cases. That's why we've posted that test. You can go to that test. Just click on the link in whichever browser of your choice. There are browsers that are not affected by this. The more obscure the browser, more likely that this vulnerability does not exist, only because nobody's figured out how to attack that particular browser.
Right.
So... it is particularly disconcerting because we have seen a plethora of emails coming lately that look like official emails from eBay, from PayPal, from Microsoft, from these other places that are actually one of two things, a virus or a worm, or basically it's a hoax to try to get you to type in account information, PIN numbers. Any email that asks you to click on a link and put in information about you personally, don't ever, ever do it.
Ever.
Yeah, and if you get an email asking you to sign up for the Do Not Call List by typing your email address in here, don't even.
Don't. There is not an official Do Not Call List. The government's putting together, Do Not Spam List. Don't fall for that right now. It's another vulnerability, another spoof or hoax that's going around out there. If you get an email and you think it's actually from your bank or from eBay or from PayPal, do not click anything in the email. Go to that website manually. Go check your account to see if there's a note or something on there through the system, not through this email. That's about the best we can tell you right now, that and then the tips that we show you on how to actually break down the actual link to make sure that it's actually not being redirected to a bad place.
Big. The nice thing about being 13, you don't have any credit cards to worry about.
Yeah. That is a nice thing. That's
yeah,
a very
let's,
nice
let's
thing.
Go back to being 13, Ken.
Well, some would say, Brandon. Actually, Adam, thank you.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for Adam's product review this week. Thank you, my man. He is a man. He's a little man.
He is the man.
He is the man.
We got to go to a break.
13 years old.
You know what that means?
Unbelievable.
It means we got to go to a break.
Let's go to a break.
Let's go to a break. When we come back, we got still coming up our Geek Speak of the Week, our webattack.com free download of the week.
Our history moment, Mike Hell's little moment in history, and all kinds of good stuff.
And calls and questions at 602-277-5827. Also check out the resources to the things we're talking about online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section.
You general callers, go ahead and start calling in with your general questions. 602-277-5827. Back after this.
It's real life. It's real life.